Computer's out of whack. What does all this business mean? Press that button. What does that do? Hello, come on. What do I press? Dad? Do I press Dad, Kodiak? Don't come... I'm pressing it and nothing's happening. Don't come in. Walk me through it, buddy. Pretend this is Apollo 13. I'm pressing Dad.
All right, what's on your screen?
Dad, and up there, now I just pressed it. You know what it's doing now? It's running off a series of fives, the number five. Millions and millions of fives across the screen.
That's not right.
No, that's exactly what's happening.
Really? Yeah. I'll come in.
All right. You can see all the fives. Look at them all.
Let me flip the phone over for you if you want to take these
calls.
All right,
let me flip you off. Calls? It's five city in here. What does that mean? Take five? Is there some sort of biblical prophecy here? I'm not big on numerology. What do I do? Fives all over the computer here. You ever seen fives like this before, Kodiak?
Holy.
Look at all the fives.
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, she's rattling off fives, fives, fives. Wow. Now, if it was 666, we'd be in trouble.
That's not right. This is what we want.
Well, that was Dad.
Yeah.
Oh, there's another Dad? How many dads we got? I guess it is the new millennium. Sometimes you can have a lot of dads, I suppose. What are you doing now? You got arrows and you're running a mouse all over and there's little...
There we go.
Yeah.
This should be familiar here.
Oh, yeah. What do you suppose was going on there, though? What was I doing wrong?
I don't know. It just could be the machine.
That's why I don't like these things. I touch them. You say touch Dad. Why is it called Dad?
I don't know. It's an acronym for something.
Taking over the world, these things. They're our parents now. Freaking computers. I'll tell you, out in Maplewood, we didn't use them. Yeah. I liked it out there off the muddy ditches of 61. Everything was fine. You guys turned on your radio. You heard the program just fine. Don't know why we needed to go computerized. Don't see how it helped at all. In fact, it hurts. I'll give you a little story from my life just the other day. Walked into a store. What was it? What kind of a store? I can't remember. And I said to the fella, I said, well, I'll buy something here, but what I really need to get is some change to make a phone call. And so I'll buy this. I threw it on the counter, and I said, I'll write it for a quarter over, or 35 cents over, and you can give me a quarter in dime, and I can make a phone call. Can't do it, he said. I said, why not? Will you accept the check? Oh, yeah, check's fine. No worries there. But it has to be for the exact amount, otherwise the computer gets all screwed up. Everything's computerized here. We can't be writing it for over the amount. I said, I got to make a phone call, and I don't have one of those cell phone deals that a lot of you people have. I'm sorry, sir. We're computerized. Now, does that make sense? That what computerization does, it makes us a rigid society, an irrational society. There needs to be a human mind thinking there, saying, of course you can have 35 cents to make a phone call. Just write the check for 35 cents over. I needed a human being, and I didn't have one. I had Automaton Joe and his computerized system in this store over in Big Time Minneapolis. Well, I threw a fit, got myself arrested, spent the night in detox. What do we got going on here? Control. Control room. All right. 646-TALK, the number here, 646-8255, or long distance, 877-615-1500. I think we'll play a little Aretha Franklin tonight, eat some cookies, and drink some coffee. Maybe even do a radio show here, something resembling one, if I can pull it out of the hat or out of my briefcase, one of the two. One place I don't have to pull a radio show out of, you know what I mean? I mean, I had to last night, of course, but... And I did. We got one done. Didn't win a Marconi, but come 10 o'clock, I'd put in a couple hours on the air. Lame as they might have been. Okay, let me just chuck this over. Which way can I throw this here? Hello? Hold it, we got trouble here, Kodiak. The computer's going crazy again. Big trouble. Hang on. Whoa!
What's it doing now?
All sorts of things are coming up on here. Main menu, image adjust.
Are they flashing quickly and disappearing?
No, they're not. Language select, memory recall, input level, backlight, What's going on?
I
don't like the way you set it up, Kodiak. I've never set it up that way, and all hell's breaking loose on this thing. Hang on. I'm going to just start pressing buttons randomly. Let's see what we...
Want a hand?
Ah! Jackal's here. You know how to work these things? Look at that. Look at all those things. I've never seen those colors before. The hell's going on? Kill date? What's that about? Someone's planning a murder.
Did you end up in the... Is he in the library?
Where am I? Ah, there. Thanks, Jackal. Where'd you learn that? They don't have these on the east side.
Oh, I know. They had to give me a whole... I went to college for a whole year to learn this.
Whoa, all right. I guess I'm the last guy that doesn't know how these babies work. Okay, there. Now, is it safe for me to just chuck this briefcase here? Sorry. It won't switch me from page to page. We got trouble in River City. I don't like this thing. All right, what's it doing now? Hamana, 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 hamana. What is this freaking thing here?
I have this roommate, and she'd throw these huge parties. And when I would come back from class, there'd be a cover charge to get into my room.
So
what
she would tell you about
this?
The party, then you'd show up and...
This is Van and Cheryl
on
my show.
Passed out.
No, I couldn't get in.
Because you didn't have the cover.
Yeah.
See?
I'll be darned. Well, Susan, thank you.
That's Van and Cheryl. We got a computer problem here. KS95 is airing on KSTP. Is that even legal? I think contractually I might have just violated some FCC law. What the hell was that? This computer is going crazy. Remember the old 8-track system? That's what I liked. We had that out in Maplewood. Ah! Look what it's doing now.
I can't see. What is it doing now?
It's flashing a bunch of things. It's a strobe deal. This got the kids sick in Japan from Pokemon. Look at that. Ah!
All right, hold on.
Clear.
I'll be right in.
Ah, look at it. It's flashing all sorts of things. Something's gone wrong. What is it? Subliminal advertising. It's telling me I'm the Antichrist. What is all that? Why don't we go back to the old way? You know, when I was a student at St. John's University, we never had this sort of problem at the old radio station. But look at it. Have you ever seen it do that?
No.
You've never seen it do that, and you've never seen it do the fives. Look at it. What the hell are Van and Cheryl doing on my show? Hey.
How did you...
Look at this. Nothing looks the same. Everything's out of whack. You're out of order. He's out of order. This whole courtroom's out of order. Attica. Attica. Attica.
This is your page. I know that.
Okay, now watch. Watch me touch this button here now. Look at that. See, I touched it and nothing happened. Things aren't lined up. You're playing with the mouse. Let go of the mouse. I hate those
thing
things.
Is,
use your
means...
freaking fingers like a man. Ow! Don't do that. Look at this. Okay, now see it? Now it shot the screen up. It's out of whack. Lines are not lined up right.
You don't have to hit it so hard. Try and just...
Look at that. It used to work better. Look at it. Everything's scrunched. See how everything's scrunched? The screen's scrunched. Everything's scrunched together. Oh, there. There, now it's going to work. See, it was the... See, now it's scrunched up again. It's never done that before. Now the fives are back. Look at them all. Scores of them. Fives. What does it mean? What does it mean? Okay, now what are you doing?
Get rid of that.
Yeah, get rid of all that. Enco. That was a sergeant on McMillan and Wife. Van and Cheryl and the sergeant from McMillan and Wife are on. Okay, there. See, now she's smoother. See? They won't do it when I touch it. What kind of a cockamamie operation? Have the engineers been playing with this thing?
Not that I know of.
I think someone spilled coffee in
life,
here. I just got... Look at it, but it's screening up on me. What are you doing there?
Just touch it. I think you're touching it.
No, wrong. It's never. I've been here. How many years have I been here? What is that doing? Don't go to a break. Drum came in by itself. Look at this. I want the whole thing revamped by tomorrow night. I want a guy in here with a monkey wrench. All right, now you got to touch it up there in the corner. See, now it's fine.
Yeah.
Now it's fine. What's Van and Cheryl doing on the show?
I have this roommate, and...
There, Van and Cheryl are back on the program.
Now
watch, listen to this.
And when I would come back from class,
this isn't
there'd be
anyone
a cover
from
charge
AM.
To get into my room.
Listen to him. What are they doing on there?
So she wouldn't tell you about the party, then you'd show up and people
what's
lying
that
on your bed, probably passed out.
No,
yeah, get rid of that. I don't know. Probably going to get a $2,000, $3,000 fine now for that. Do you have any old Steve Cannon stuff? Play that.
That was all. We cleared that.
All right.
That was us. This looks...
Why do you touch that little thing when you can touch the screen?
Well, because the screen was freaking you
out. Yeah, it was freaking me out, all right. All right, I'll go with a little arrow deal.
Just for the screen, that may...
Little arrows, little arrows, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you find those little arrows everywhere. Here they come pouring out of the blue.
There you go.
Little arrows. for me and for you. Yeah, working great. Thanks, Kodiak. All right. Thank you. All right, we got a... What do we got, a tornado? And there's a tornado. Sorry. Too late now. You're probably getting hit by her. Oh, well. While we were dinking around here, a tornado took out some folks locally. Sorry. Try one of those weather stations. Oh, already got to go. What a pathetic excuse for a show this has been.